Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Australian Ghost Whisperer with Katarina Legato and James Jennings. Hey everybody, thanks for joining us.
Hi everybody, welcome back.
Now Katarina, we're going to talk about, I think, a particularly fascinating topic this week, which is past lives.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Sounds good.
Sounds good. I'm hoping you can, well, I know you can bring your amazing insight into this topic. I particularly want to know about how past lives can affect our current lives, because you hear about people, you know, sometimes it'll be said that, you know, you've got a hang up or a something from a past life is affecting you in your current life. It might have been a belief or a pattern or something you can't quite shake. What's your view on past lives that we've had? How do they impact our current lives, but also can we escape that cycle? Can we get out of it? So let's start at the beginning. How do they affect our lives?
Well, I'm a hypnotherapist also, so I do lots of hypnotherapy with people wanting to explore their past lives. So I'm a great believer that, you know, our past lives can impact our current life. I believe that we, you know, our soul carries an energetic imprint of our past, of where we've been, what we've explored. And sometimes if we've gone through something incredibly traumatic, then we bring that trauma, that imprint of that trauma into our soul, carries it into our next incarnation. And we can still play out that trauma or feel that trauma, even though we may not know exactly where it's coming from or why we're feeling a certain way or why something triggers a certain trauma. And so I found through hypnotherapy that lots of people, you know, as I put them into that hypnotic state, will, you know, I guide them through their past life, that they actually then go back into that past life and find that, you know, it was a particular event. You know, maybe they, you know, were murdered or they had a child taken away from them. They've gone through something incredibly traumatic that they didn't have time to resolve, and they took their that trauma into their death. So when they died, that trauma was still very much alive within them.
Right.
And therefore, when they've come back into a new incarnation, then they have that trauma is still with them and they need to resolve it. So through hypnotherapy, the use of hypnotherapy, I find that it's very powerful in healing the trauma of that past life and people realizing that it's not about now. It was something that happened to you back then. And we can go in and change that event, or we can heal the energy of that event, and therefore it liberates them in this current life from the trauma of the past.
Right.
Because we're energetic beings, so everything we experience is kind of, you know, there's an imprint of everything within our energy field, within especially our soul, and that's how it affects.
Okay, because one thing that I'm thinking of is, I even know some people who are like this, but, you know, people can have an inexplicable phobia. So it might be they have this irrational fear of drowning, or another person I've heard is like they have this feeling of being strangled.
Because they probably died that way in their last lifetime. They've died where they were murdered or they drowned or, so... Of course, you've got that fresh imprint of that, you know, that death process, and so you bring it into your new life, and therefore you feel it, and you might sit there and go, I don't know why I'm afraid to go swimming or why I'm afraid of the water, but it's actually something from the past. And hypnotherapy really is a powerful tool in allowing you to go back into your unconscious mind to re-experience that, obviously from a place of safety, and be able to heal that, resolve it, and change it.
Mm.
But I've also, through hypnotherapy, had a lot of people that explored themselves as different types of beings, living on different planets, living in different universes.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we definitely are, you know, infinite beings who have experienced infinite lifetimes, not only on this earth, but in other planets, in other dimensions, mm-hmm. in other universes, which is really, really interesting. And we bring back, you know, gifts and things that we've learned from those other lifetimes into this lifetime. So we're not always bringing just the negative things, mm-hmm. but also the positive things from that we've learned from other lifetimes. There's also been a lot of people have come up and, you know, and discovered that they've been in cosmic battles, cosmic wars amongst the dimensions, amongst other ET races. You know, there's a lot of that, and they've seen themselves as warriors fighting battles. And I think that the going back into past lives can be incredibly, interesting.
It sounds interesting.
Of exploring the other dimensions of yourself and realizing that you're not just bound to this earth and what you're experiencing here, that you have probably lived in other planets, other dimensions, and that you can explore that. Mm. You know, I think via hypnotherapy or via, deep meditation where you set the intention to take yourself back into a past life. And, you know, your unconscious mind will only reveal to you that which you're ready to look at. It's not going to obviously release a memory of a past that you're not ready to sort of connect with
right.
or connect in with. Yeah.
Right. It's funny you should mention that, because I was going to say, I would say that the average person probably has no recollection about past lives at all, like the average person. But then you'll see kids especially. So, and I'll have an example. There's a mutual friend of ours, and her son literally said to her, I was this in a past life, like the occupation, and I died this way. And has given like actually quite specific details, and she was just like, whoa. So how is it that like some children can have this really clear recall about who they were?
Because they're just
in the past
so fresh from the spirit world,
okay.
so their memories can still be quite fresh, and therefore, and a lot of kids are quite intuitive, they're quite very psychic, and they're able to still tap into those deeper aspects of themselves, and tap into the information in their soul of their past. But unfortunately, as we get older, we become much more involved in present situation, and so we forget, we disconnect from our true self, we disconnect from our souls, and we lose touch with that part of our souls because we become distracted by the present situation in our life. And so, but via meditation and hypnotherapy, these are tools to go back into, and tap into those past lives. But children, they don't have all those distractions. So they still, those memories sometimes can be quite vivid within them. Yeah. And they're very sure. I've heard of lots of children who've actually said to me, yeah, I remember where I was and where I've been and who I was. And sometimes parents think, oh, they're just being imaginative. But no, I believe that what they're recalling is very, very real. And I often will encourage parents to, to really support those things, to support those memories, and, encourage them if your child is having, talking about past life experiences, because I think that they're probably really tapping into something that was a very real part of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
A past life that they did really experience.
Yeah, for sure. So, Katerina, tell me, have you ever gone back into your past lives? What have you found?
Yeah, lots. Oh, my gosh. I've had so many past lives of always being a warrior, always fighting for the good. So many. But one really funny one that I remember many, many years ago, I was quite young. Many years ago, I wasn't quite young. But anyway, I'd gone to a past life workshop, and at that time I had
met up with a new acquaintance, a new friend, mm-hmm. and every time we got together, I would get the sorest back, like my back would just ache.
Okay.
Anyway, so went through the process and went back in my past life, and I saw this friend. We were in like the in the Roman times, the ancient times in Rome, and this friend was a soldier, and I was I had been captured by the Roman army, and this person would just whip my back.
Oh.
And so every time I caught up with this person, that it triggered the memory of that past life. Yeah, it was really bizarre. And so when I saw it for what it was and I changed it, whilst I was in the past life, I changed it and saw myself being free and that I was no longer, you know, being held captive by the Roman army. Every time then the backache went, every time I'd catch up with my friend, there was no more backache. So it's very powerful. You can actually change the outcome. You can change, you know, the timeline of a particular past life if it is impacting you. But yeah, I've found that exploring past lives for me has given me a great deal more depth of who I am and why I feel so passionate about certain things and why other things really ping me off. Like it gives you so much more insight into yourself. It's a very empowering way to explore those aspects of yourself that perhaps you feel like you're in this constant cycle or that you're stuck going round and round. It helps to liberate you from certain emotions or feelings that you feel you can't kind of let go of. I just feel that going through past lives is very, very powerful. And it really, again, I think that the more work we do on ourselves and healing traumas, healing, you know, all those aspects of ourselves that have been used and abused, it really helps us in the death process to actually free ourselves from the cycle of reincarnation, to move on to the higher realms and move on to perhaps a higher dimensions and move on to, you know, kind of that going back home to your true home rather than being stuck in this earth where it is very, very difficult place to exist in. So it really does set you free from the boundaries of, I guess, the 3D world. And I don't mean to, you know, when I talk about, you know, going above the 3D, it's not about going into like a, you know, 4D, 5D, because I don't quite believe in that. I think that that's still a trap. I think it's really returning to the real, returning to the true essence of who you really are, the earth that is in its true natural state as Creator God intended it to be. So that's why I do feel that past life is a very powerful way to explore. It's a powerful way to grow. It's a powerful way to have a much deeper understanding into yourself.
Is there a way to get out of that cycle of like future lives where it's like, you know, each life is stacking up and kind of impacting the life that comes after? Do you think there's an end to that?
Yeah, I do. That's why I think doing that inner work, and the more connected you become to yourself, the more you get to know yourself, the more you're less likely to get caught up in cycles. See, when you're just going through life, you know, in an unconscious state, you know, you're just moving through whatever is being presented to you, feeling like you have no power over anything, that things just happen to me, rather than, no, I can, you know, I can shift what is happening to me. I can shift out of a particular event. I can change it. I have power over it. I can allow myself to not give permission to certain things that are going on with me that I do not accept in my life. Just taking your power back allows you to become more of your true essence of becoming the powerful being that you are, and being able to, you know, carve the destiny of your life and move into the higher truth, the higher realities.
Sure. It's getting stuck out of like a, I guess I'm, what I'm envisioning is like a lower vibrational loop, and the more you set yourself free from that, you kind of go
you're
up
no
the spiral.
Longer looping. Yeah, exactly.
You're going up and rather than
moving more into the real and experiencing more of the true reality that is all good and that is very real and beautiful, rather than this place, this heaviness of the 3D where, you know, everything is about looping or everything is about being stuck in that, you know, the contrast of the positive and the negative, you know. Once you realize that we live in this conflicted positive negative reality, then you can just choose to experience the positive and experience yourself as, you know, kind of a neutral, moving through these energies and just remaining at peace with yourself. Then you can, you know, with when you do pass away, you can move into more of what is the real and the true, rather than the artificial reality that we're in at the moment. You know, that's what I feel that can be achieved through past lives and exploring that those aspects of you. It can really really sort of help you to set yourself free from that cycle of the being reincarnated and experiencing more and more of the same sometimes. The same trauma, the pain, the suffering. That duality, that stepping away from that and going, no, I want to move into the expression of true love of who I really am, and create your own reality, really.
But
you've got to know what you want to create. You've got to know what you want to walk, step into. When passing away, you have to pass away with a certain ability to recall where you've been and where you want to go. Where's my intent? What do I want? I don't just want to die. And I want to die and I want to move into a space of freedom. I want to break away from that cycle of reincarnation. You've got to be able to set that intention and say, you know, I want to move more into, you know, the truth of who I am, moving more into the truth of, you know, my creator and joining with God, with creator God, and moving into the truth rather than this place of, you know, where everything's the duality, the good, the bad, the dark, the light. You know, this is a battle in itself. You've got to want to move out of this and move into, you know, the truth, into a space of love and truth.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Hello everyone, James and Katarina from the Australian Ghost Whisperer here. Just letting you know that we are now doing house and business clearings. We've been having a lot of inquiries, so I thought we would let you know. If you don't know what that is, Katarina, please explain.
Yeah, so a house or business may be haunted or have stagnant negative energy from previous owners. Maybe someone's put the evil eye on you, or you're dealing with psychic attacks, curses, or demonic interference, which may cause physical and spiritual illness to you and your family members. I'd like to also let you know that I've written two books on the paranormal and I'm highly experienced in the process of cleansing and clearing these disturbing interferences and turn your place into a loving, light-filled sanctuary.
Katarina is also available for healings and exorcisms if that is something you may need. And if you'd like to read some testimonials from Katarina's satisfied clients, you can do so at her website, which is katarinalegato.com.au. We also did a video recently where we cleared a house of spirits and we have a response from the very happy owner. We'll put that in the comments below so you can see a link to that. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do so via email, which is australianghostwhisperer@gmail.com, or you can give us a call on 0404-258-949. And we are based in Sydney, but we're also happy to travel interstate, and we are absolutely happy to help.
Happy to help and see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
We've talked about this before, but I feel like little glimpses of memories from past lives can come to us in our dreams. I know that I've had dreams that are so vivid. I've been here, I've done that.
Mm.
It feels like it may be another, who knows, another dimension, another life.
Another planet altogether. Your dreams, because your spirit's free and it can shift into another life that you're living.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can be living multiple lives in different realities, and that's why sometimes you wake up from a dream and you go, that felt so real. Mm. It's because it was real. There's a part of you living a different reality to what you're having now. And, you know, I know that sounds a bit complicated, but it's about bringing all these realities, all these different aspects of yourself into a space of oneness, and that's when you can join your creator into the real. Because whilst you're having all these other multiple lifetimes in different places, you will often feel quite fragmented, confused. But when you bring it all together as one, one energy, then you're really drawing on that power, on your true inner power, and you're able to move through what you no longer want to experience into more of the truth. It's a big subject.
It is huge.
And it really depends on where you are at with the understanding of this 3D dimension.
Mm.
See, if you're somebody who thinks this place is wonderful and I'm here to learn, then great, you may need to stay here for a bit longer. But there's a lot of people now that are going, no, I've had enough of this duality. I've had enough of all the pain and suffering here. I'm ready. My soul, my spirit desires to move out of these lower realms into a place of truth where I can, make a significant difference in what I'm experiencing here.
Yeah.
And that's, you hear sometimes people are unconsciously saying, well, I don't want to come back here. I don't want to. What they're really saying is that, I've had enough. I want to kind of move into the real and not the fake and the duality and the craziness here, because it is getting crazier.
This
3D realm is losing a lot of its sort of authenticity almost and becoming very fake, becoming very, run by AI, and everything's computer and all this technology, and people are getting really kind of lost in all of that. And I think to a degree where they can no longer tell what's real and what's not real.
Yeah, I think that's
they're kind of interfacing with artificial intelligence in such a way that they're merging with it and becoming one with it. Mm-hmm. So that's also what I see is happening here.
Okay. Do you think that you and I knew each other in a past life?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Which is why we've come together again to do this.
It feels like that.
It does. It almost feels like from when I met you, even though I just met you as a client, but there was a connection, and there was always that thing of where there's more to why we met.
Yep.
Yeah, and there really was.
Absolutely.
We remained friends, and we kind of always said, one day we're going to do something together, and we actually have done these videos, which has been a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it's a lot of hard work, but a lot of fun. So that's how it works. You'll meet people in your life that you'll be like, I never met this, but I feel like I've ever met this person, but we have this incredible connection. And that's why, because you you've come together again. You agreed before coming into this lifetime that you'd come together and achieve certain things together. So I think we're also part of a, you know, our own little tribe of other souls that we've come here, like-minded people. We come together to achieve certain things, to help.
Yeah, and I really believe that nothing's an accident. Like, I really do believe that even tiny, inconsequential things in life serve a purpose that our current consciousness can't quite grasp. But I feel like there is, you know, I've gotten a sense sometimes of a great orchestration going on around us.
Oh, absolutely.
So the fact that we're here doing this, and the fact that we met many years ago and we made that connection and we've maintained a friendship for years.
Yeah, we have.
But it's also been driven by this purpose of, like, we're meant to do something together.
Yeah, we didn't really know what it was. We didn't really go, I don't know what we're going to do, but we sort of spoke a lot about what we were, you know, we were meant to do something. Yeah. And so, you know, there was a driving force, and I think it all happened when the time was right for this to happen.
Yeah.
We both had to go on our paths and do what we needed to do. So, yeah, I think that we're all meant to, you know, we're meant to meet the people we meet. They're part of our tribe, our soul tribe. I think that we're meant to help other people on their journeys. I've met other people that I have encouraged that have been great healers or great at their spiritual, that have felt like, yeah, I need to encourage you to go do this, go be of help. And yes, I think we're all here to kind of help each other.
For sure.
To move through the limitations into more becoming an expression of more of, you know, being the greater version of yourself and becoming the true identity of who you really are.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good way. That's a really good way to put it. And I'm curious if you're watching or listening and you've had an experience where you've had recalled a past life. If you know a child or have heard of a child who's recalled a past life, get in touch with us. We'd love to hear your story. You can find our emails and contact details on social media pretty easily, or you can leave a comment if you're watching us on YouTube. We love to hear this stuff, so please do drop us a line. Anyway, thank you for joining us, good people, and we'll see you again next week. Katarina, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And please subscribe and you know, share our videos. And also, if you are looking to explore and develop yourself spiritually, please don't forget that we run a Patreon group. And James will add the link to that. You're quite free to join the Patreon group. We meet up every week and I take people on various journeys. And so far, it's been brilliant. People have really loved it and learned so much more about themselves. So, yeah, if you are looking to spiritually develop, remember the Patreon group is amazing. I share all my, you know, over 30 years of experience of being, I've been doing this work for 30 years. So please consider joining Patreon.
Yeah, we've got a nice little community there.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And when you join, even if you join now, you'll have access to lots of videos that we've done so far. So there's lots of videos, and the thing is that you can do it all at your own pace, in your own time, quite freely. So it's not like you've got to kind of do a course at a particular day at a particular time. You can do it all at your own pace, so please consider that also.
Indeed. All right. Okay, catch you next time, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Bye. Lots of love to you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
To gain access to private spiritual development classes, guided meditations, and live Q&As with Katarina, please visit patreon.com/The Australian Ghost Whisperer.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.